Yo, it's your girl Brianna coming at you with another episode of Temple Tantrums. This is episode 6, y'all, and you know I have my favorite co-host with me.
Yo, it's Henry Jones. Y'all thought y'all had got rid of me. I'm back in the building. Everybody put your hands up.
I don't think anyone thought they were getting rid of you. It's been, so I just looked at the archives, and I think the last one that we recorded was from September 9th.
Damn.
I did not realize it'd been about, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, time flying.
That we did a recording.
I just want y'all to know, you know what I'm saying, we was using our time wisely.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just be happy, you know what I'm saying?
I think we were getting it was mainly my fault. I will admit to that. A lot of nights we post to record, and I was just like, oh, we'll just do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow turned into next week.
It happens.
And, you know, it was like a snowball effect. But, you know, we're back. You know, this one's going to be a light one because I'm sleepy, and we just
ate. I'm tired,
we just ate a lot of food. Like we just
cleared the fridge out. You can probably hear it in my voice. You hear all this pain.
Shut up. So you know, with that being said, we're gonna, you know, have our main two celebrity segments, and then, you know, Brianna's thoughts or whatever. You know, reflecting. BTs. We're called the BTs. Brianna's thoughts. That's BT. Oh, that's my initials.
Hey, genius.
So let's get into this.
Patent pending.
Let's get into this. Kanye.
Yeezy.
He had a meeting with Brother Trump. And
man, you know you're gonna catch flack for that shit.
What, Brother Trump?
Yeah.
and it was interesting to say the least. I'm, as you all know, I don't really put too, and I, this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm not putting too much into their conversation. And when I say too much, I mean like, as you all know, like as that shit was happening, there was a lot. Like people were feeling a lot. Like they were. They felt a lot, they tweeted a lot, they Facebook posted a lot, and for me, I think I just didn't want to give it that much attention. You know, I did watch it, and I agree that, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, he's not the most articulated person.
Agreed.
At all. A lot of his messages and what he was trying to say was all over the place. It wasn't very cohesive. It didn't really flow that well. But he made a lot of points. And I think, and I don't know if some of y'all got stayed on the delivery and not even listened to what he was saying. I think a lot of people were more focused on the delivery than actually the message. But
you know what? You got to be a genius to understand. So I'm giving y'all a genius perspective. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting this right here on the podcast. Nowhere else. Rare, very rare findings. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But one thing about us geniuses, you know what I'm saying? We spend a lot of time on our own thoughts. And so we talk sometimes how we think. And sometimes we don't necessarily think how we should talk. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is, when you talking to people, you kind of follow a certain order. You kind of do things the way that they understand it. When you talk to yourself, you don't have none of that. So sometimes when you explain how you think, it sounds like a jumbled mess. But because people they don't think the same way you think. But to him, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Because he's speaking his own language.
Right.
This is the way he thinks about things. He's just speaking freely. He's not really like tailoring it for other people's ears. He's just speaking it as he thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes off as a mess, but it just, that's how he connects it. Like, they like, man, I don't even connect to this, but to him it connects.
It's like a person, you ever been drunk and you're rambling?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like how Kanye was.
Yeah, exactly.
And
very,
it's kind of, and a lot of people are like that, and y'all probably, and but he's just like that normally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I guess, you know, but that's kind of how I just equate that. And I didn't think that, you know what I'm saying, he was talking crazy, quote unquote,
Some of the things he was saying was definitely crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of like, okay, you know, you my man, but that is kind of side eye.
But like you said, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. There is not one person I can think of who has ranted and raved and who hasn't said anything. Like, you were feeling them, and then they say that one thing, and you're like, okay, I can't feel that. You know what right. I'm saying? So there isn't not one person that I even know personally who has flowed continuously, and I fucked with what they were saying 100%. Like, I cannot say that. So
right.
I'm giving Kanye a pass. I personally... And I don't know. It's like, for me personally, like, here's my thing with how some of y'all was reacting or feeling to the situation. If you already kind of don't fuck with him, you probably shouldn't follow or keep up with anything else he's doing, because you're always going to find fault in what he's saying and what he's doing. Like, I've never understood people.
Like, that's a trend.
But no, listen, like, but I don't understand that trend, because for me personally, let me tell you something. I really can't think of an artist that when I think about who I don't like 100%, but we'll use Cardi for an example, just a light example. There's a lot of things that she does that I don't like. Okay. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things that she does that I don't like that are highlighted. I don't take that opportunity every time it's highlighted or talked about to continue to vocalize my disdain for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so when I say for y'all, there's a lot of y'all who I see on my timeline, and you've kind of made it clear that you don't like Mr. West, and you don't like where he's headed. You feel he's in the sunken place. You XYZ. So why is it that whatever this man is doing, he has your full attention? Like, no one gets my full attention like that who I don't like.
Makes sense.
And I think... some of y'all need to redirect your energy, because it's like, are you sure you don't like him? You know what I'm saying? Because it's starting to become a thing where it's kind of like, are you sure? And like you, we had friends over earlier, Kian, Tam, what up, y'all? And like we were discussing Kanye's thought process and his problems aren't our problems. So, of course, his way of viewing things is not going to align with ours, y'all. Like, I think it's time for us to, I'm saying us for the sake of not trying to separate and make it seem like I'm just, my mentality is so far from everyone else's. But his issues aren't our issues. So, of course, he's not going to advocate for us like that. He's a totally different Rich. You know what I mean?
For sure. It's a different view.
It's a different view. Saying?
Knowledge is power, and at the same time, resources, like, you know what I mean? A lot of people who got a lot of problems with what Kanye was saying, they work day jobs.
Right.
So they like, you know, at the end of the day, you feel me? Like, how much time do you have to really put into a subject or really understand certain things versus a person who day job is?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His art creative, and you trying to tell him, like, well, the things that you're doing or saying is just not feasible. But you got to think, and I'm not even saying for me, like, it's a lot of stuff I don't really understand because I don't have the time to really delve into it mm-hmm. and talk about the people who actually moving and shaking these different industries on a personal level. I'm not in them circles.
Yeah.
But he actually talking to CEOs. Now, I'm not saying he's this big businessman, got all these connections, but he a lot closer than most. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, at the end of the day, a lot of people coming at him.
Like, his understanding is definitely different than our understanding. Because he has, like you said, he probably is actually talking to certain degrees of people.
You already see what type of person he is. He almost don't take no for answer, kind of very boisterous. Like, you know what I'm saying? He gonna make himself heard if he feel like he not being heard.
Yeah.
So you already know that he talking to these people, forcing the issue about talking to them, or at least they know he in the building anytime he walk anywhere. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, he just doing what he supposed to do. People respect him because of what he did, and now he using that to kind of like push for things he want. Like at the end of the day, you can't be mad at the guy, because at the worst case scenario, he lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't like everybody gonna lose. At the worst case scenario, he go bankrupt, he fail, blah, yada, yada. But it's not like people gonna be so detrimental by anything he put. If Trump don't do nothing, then it didn't work and he lose. If Trump changed some of this stuff that he said, because a lot of things he asked for, you know what I'm saying, some of them made sense. If he does change, then it's like he was right in doing what he did.
Yeah.
So it's like a win-win for the people, but it's really him taking all the risks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't say that. They say he's doing it for his own promotion and albums. Like, at the end of the day, Kanye don't really care about the numbers no more on the music. Because he moving on to other areas of merchandise. Like, he already got his accolades in music. He's just doing that to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you open up a chicken shack, you might put a lot of time and energy into it at first. But once you kind of get it formula, you just let it kind of run.
Yeah,
you're not gonna be as hands on, or
he got artists making money for him.
Yeah, like, you know, he was speaking on that when he went to Wyoming. He got a team of people that put together Yeezy, and he just come okay at basically.
Yeah,
like, he tell them what his ideas is. They bring him back different samples. Like, I was just saying, like, he at a level right now where he not really worried about the success of an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It don't do what it's gonna do. And it's just, like, a way to get his message across more so than anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, in the end, like, the Kim Kardashian money, Kardashian, his wife money, family money, he good just off that.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, who needs the rap check? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like it's kind of ludicrous that sometimes people just, like, they always try to make you look like you selfish if you don't do it the way that most do it.
Yeah.
It's like people got people tricked, you know what I'm saying? You go into church and you kiss people's ass and you do all this stuff, but then people don't really, like, change nothing in the community. They just make you feel like they on your side, but nothing ever really changes. Then when a person does do changes, but sometimes they use radical means, sometimes they say, well, he so out of control that he probably for himself because he not following no rules. But sometimes you got to break the rules to change the system. You know what I mean? Because if you keep following the rules, it all, the system accounts for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, like, it ain't going to let nobody take over the system if they follow in the way it's supposed to be run. Plus, it would always be changing. It would be a fucked up system.
Yeah.
Excuse the language.
So, yeah, you know, so everybody, you know, let's just, we're going to leave Brother West alone. Especially the ones, if you've established the fact that you feel a certain type of way about him and you're not really rocking with him, blase, blase, just move on. You don't have to, the next thing he does, just don't give it any attention. Because at the end of the day, what he's saying is not really, isn't affecting you on a personal level. And if it is, knowing darn well it's not affecting your money, your family, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you getting your ass to work. If it's not affecting some major keys in your life, then what he's saying should not bother you. Like, that's just how I view it. Is it wrong? Is that crazy? Am I saying so? But yeah, so, but on the flip note, I do feel Brother Kanye played my boy Drake.
Yeah, that interview is nuts.
That interview. And so apparently there was an interview, HBO Sports, that's what it was saying in the little corner.
Yeah.
And it was, the only people I recognized was Drake and LeBron. Okay, I didn't know who that third person was. But, okay, Brianna, I'm going to go on a little bit rant. I love Drake. I love Drake, as we all know. Love him. I don't like that song. I don't like that song.
Bree.
But I love how articulate Drake is. And I like how Drake thinks about what he's going to say before he says it. And the situation with the Kanye and Pusha thing, a lot of people are saying that Drake is still pressed about it, which I don't understand you people saying that someone's pressed about something when they're clearly asked a question. Y'all have got to be kind of the dumbest people I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to just start that there. I'm not apologizing. But he was asked a question. He said, what was your biggest challenge or a period of your biggest challenge? And dude was like, it had to be the summer, right? Like, that's what dude led into.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that was going around this summer. So clearly Drake's not the one that brought it up. For everybody who was saying he's still pressed, including Funkmaster Flex, who got in the comment section talking about something he's still pressed about because King Pusha won. Like, retards. But
Funkmaster Flex is lame.
But it was interesting because what Drake was saying, and I know a lot of people are Kanye fans, but what Drake was saying and the way things came about, it made a lot of sense. So for you to say that there's kind of like no validity there and you think he's lying, I don't know because it sounded, because if we're all paying attention to things and the way the timeline was supposed to go and how things were going, like with those albums and stuff like that, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not bringing Kanye's mentality into it, but as a person, I don't know. I think there's the issue. Kanye really do feel some type of way about Drake. And so that's why he moved the way he does with him, like in a very sneaky way,
mm-hmm.
and conniving way. And I'm not saying that's a way that I respect or like, because I don't know. I guess I do hold men to a higher standard. Like, I do just kind of feel like, you know what I'm saying, you should be more upfront. Like, for me personally, if I am feeling a low-key certain type of way about a person, I don't trick them. I don't trick them into doing something for me and then flip it on them.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like that's like...
That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time, a lot of energy. Like, I don't even have the mastermind for it. Right. To be very honest. If I don't like somebody, you just don't even see me by them. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Ever. And so,
I guess that's some next level competition. But you know what?
That's that chess shit.
To be honest with you, I wasn't really feeling that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big Kanye fan. You know, I'm the last person to really be like this and that. I try to be understanding. But you know what? To me, that was a tweaking move. And, like, I could see him doing it because I feel like he is a genius. But sometimes you got to have a little morality
mm-hmm.
with your genius. You know what I'm saying? Just because you think of a plan and it might sound good, but you got to realize as a man, you know what I'm saying, how that make you look. You know what I'm saying? How that kind of like vibes. Now, the thing I will say is I would like to hear Kanye's side of it, because maybe it was some things that happened before that maybe he feel like he justified in the way he handled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he did something to somebody else that he rock with or whatever.
Which I could understand too, because...
But I ain't gonna even say that. Even with that, I feel like it would be too far. Especially when you start bringing kids in. For me, you know what I'm saying? Especially just having a child. But even before that, I feel like children is off limits as far as like serious things. And to really out something and make something so public and private that could potentially hurt a child, an innocent child, for this and that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he opened up to you about something like that.
It's the fact you gave that info to a nigga I definitely am beefing with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's kind of like... Like, this is why I have a hard time believing in mutual friends sometimes. Like, if I had a best friend that's friends with... Huh? That if I had a friend that's, you know, also best friends with someone who I definitely have problems with, I don't know if that would work. Because it's kind of like, if I give you some information and you tell this person and they use that against me, oh, everyone's getting beat up. Like,
right.
Like you have to know.
Line up on the wall.
Like, you have to know what not to tell this person. Like, I don't understand. And so, you know, a lot of people said, you know, Drake is still butthurt because he lost or whatever. But I understand the frustration because it's kind of like, so you manipulated me. Like, well, like, you had this long drawn out plan, like,
mm-hmm.
like, you knew him. So, because he was saying that apparently Drake, like, he told Drake, you know what I'm saying, hey, you know what I'm saying, I want to be in a better space, I want us to work together, but I want you to be transparent with me. Now, I'm gonna say this, I feel like Drake tweaked on that part, because if a person's telling me I need to be transparent with them and I need to tell them my album release date and stuff like that, that's no. because why are you asking this of me? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, nigga, like, we can be cool, but I ain't got to be transparent with you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to build back to that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I think Drake was a little too...
I mean, I don't think this is the first time they worked together.
It's not, but they also had a falling out, though.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, if you coming back from a falling out, most people who rekindle a friendship, there's a buildup. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't instantly just jump back being as cool as we was before. And so I do think that Drake tweaked on that part. Because if it was me, I'm taking things slow. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, you know, we can be cool, but I'm not telling you when my album is dropping. I'm not telling you this. I'm not writing for you right now. We're not there yet.
Right.
You know? But,
He probably was a little starstruck. You know what I'm saying? It's Kanye West.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he probably looked up to Drake. I mean, he looked up to Kanye.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. I just think it's a little fucked up that he did that to him, if it was that, because they kind of like take the wind out the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you like realize that people who you look up to, now that they see you as a threat, they kind of play you different and they kind of start doing some sucker stuff. It kind of like take the wind out the game. It kind of like make you don't want to play. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't know. I want to hear his side of it. I just want to see, like, the flip side of the coin and just see, like, was it so scandalous as Drake made it seem?
Because I know
is it some missing details that's not...
Because I think during one of those series of videos when he was walking under the Green Line of Chicago, he was saying how, you know, he didn't give Pusha that information and how he didn't know that Pusha had made certain lines in that track. And, you know, Kanye, this is where I'm going to call bullshit and lies, because we all know for a fact, if you produced all those albums, he produced all those albums, and he's the one that came with the final track list.
Right.
Okay. Because even Teyana said, you know, she sent one album to him and another one was released. Okay.
Okay.
So there's no way on God's green earth, and those types of decisions, I'm convinced, can't be made without you listening to the track.
Sure.
Right.
Of course.
So I'm pretty sure Brother Pusha sent you way more than 7, and you chose the 7 that you wanted to put on the album. And then the song, apparently, the song that disses Drake, Kanye's on there. So it's like, don't lie.
Right.
There's too much evidence. Even Nas, you know what I'm saying, felt a way about his album. Don't lie and make it seem like you just didn't know what was happening, how you would have never allowed that. I was like, first off, isn't Pusha like 30 years older than Kanye? So I doubt Pusha's being told anything.
I don't think it's that crazy.
I think I'm exaggerating.
I guess. I'm finna say 30 years.
Either way, he's ancient. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the game for some time. He up there with Pharrell.
True.
You know, he is. And Pharrell is gotta be, what, late 40s? Early 50s?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. I would say like middle 40s.
I'm going to look it up. But I don't know. So for that part, only because it has to do with my baby Aubrey.
Okay.
Kanye, I can't feel you on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a no for me as well. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? That's my boy, but I'm like,
and a lot of people,
I just can't deal with snake stuff.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of people like to say there's no rules in the rap game, or when you beefing with somebody, like, people can say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe in that. I do feel like you, like you said, a strong sense of morality. You should know when to not say certain things.
Yeah, of course.
And like Drake said, and I don't know what era some of y'all come from, but y'all are the same people. Y'all are this, and y'all, if anyone knows me, you knows I don't like people that contradict, and I don't like hypocritical people, okay?
Okay.
Y'all out here talking about some there's no limits to this stuff when people is beefing, but God forbid when, and I hate to even bring it back to this, but this is the most recent one that I know, a lot of y'all even know what I'm finna say, but when Nicki liked a comment about Cardi's child, it's, you don't talk about people's child. You don't talk about people's motherhood. But this nigga Pusha T talks about Drake's friend, his producer, who has multiple sclerosis, which is like a serious ass disease because my aunt has it. And y'all have the nerve, the audacity to say, ain't no rules. Really? Really? One, I think all y'all need to go back to the drawing board and y'all need to figure out which side you on. Is it rules or is it ain't rules? Because if it ain't rules, then everything that even the people you don't like they say about y'all fave, you need to let it slide. Okay?
True.
But if there are rules, own that shit. And even own the fact that your fave says some fucked up shit. Own that they said some fucked up shit. And like, just go from there. I just like people to hold people properly accountable.
I hear you.
I don't like when y'all like to flip. You know what I'm saying? Like one minute we have the argument. And this was my argument. If you're in a relationship and you decide to post skimpy ass outfits online, that's a no-no. And I stand by that. You know what I'm saying? But I had everybody on my ass saying it's a woman's body. She can do what she want. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Right? That was the consensus. But then when certain people...
Mm-hmm.
get disrespected for posting skimpy photos, i.e. Kim Kardashian,
right,
and that bikini thing she had going on. I hated that picture. I hated it. But, you know, I remember when Tyson Beckford first said something about her.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what a lot of y'all fixed y'all mouth to say?
What they say?
Y'all fixed y'all mouth to say that that's how she carries herself.
Mm.
That as a wife and a mom, she shouldn't be posting pictures like that. Remember? So, I need y'all to keep y'all energy and to know which side you're on. Because there are rules, whether you like them or not. Y'all just don't like to apply them to folks that y'all like. And I come on now. Really? If you saying it's okay for one, then it's going to be okay for all. Even the people you don't like, okay? You know how many times Amber Rose gets disrespected? And people be like, well, she carries herself that way. She calls herself a slut. That doesn't mean a man should disrespect her. That doesn't mean anybody should disrespect her.
It's true.
So, that's Brianna's thoughts on that foolishness. Not Brianna's thoughts, but that's like a good summarization. What?
Yeah. It's definitely your thoughts, baby.
No, so yeah, so like I told y'all, we're going to keep this one light. Nathan's actually falling asleep on my lap right now.
Real nigga alert.
Like, he's like not having it today. But we wanted to come back to our people and next week when we're more alive. And, you know, we really ate y'all so much food just now. It's not even funny.
Right.
Like,
straight-itis.
So, we're going to wrap this up. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll try to keep up with everything happening in L social media. Probably have a more lengthier conversation with my peoples, you know what I'm saying, out here. Woo wop the bam.
She moving quick.
And, you know, I am moving, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep myself up. But that's all I got. Is it do you have anything you wanna?
Oh no, I think we wrap, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, we got things out. I mean, there's a lot that happened over the last few weeks that we said, but
yeah.
I think most recently Kanye stuff and a lot of people, man. So now you got a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that, you know what I'm saying, I can never be mad at. At the end of the day, the things he brung up, I don't think he necessarily going to solve them, but him bringing it up and throwing out any type of problem is going to get it critiqued and get it like, oh, that doesn't make sense. This can never happen. And then somebody else could be like, okay, well, maybe it could happen if we do this.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that conversation gets started,
yeah,
the answer will find itself, even if it's somebody else, even if it's somebody grandkid, you know what I'm saying, somebody who overhears something else.
Sorry.
But it's just hard when nobody says anything because they feel like they're going to fail. Like, even if he tries and fails, that's just one less way we know that don't work.
Right.
And we can always learn from his mistakes and say, you know what, it would have been better if he did this instead of that.
And, you know, at least, like you said, if he try, that counts for something, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the E for effort.
Yeah,
that's
so.
That's how you act.
It's just, you know, sometimes people just don't really think a bigger picture, but.
Some of y'all just angry. Angry birds.
That's true, too.
Some of y'all just some angry birds.
That's also very
typing,
true. Insecure.
Typing the fuck away. And I just be like, damn.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to wrap this up on a positive note. You know what I'm saying? We going to sleep, y'all. I have a early day tomorrow, and so
give us some congratulations, y'all.
No congratulations. I just have work in the morning, so
congratulations. So, macaroni. No, just playing.
Oh my goodness. All right, y'all. Until next time. This was episode 6. Whew. Yeah, we're not gonna take that long of a hiatus again, y'all. I promise. Well, I'm not gonna promise, but
right.
I'm a try. All right, y'all. It's been real.
Till next time.
Mm-hmm.